Good morning. We'll call the October 29th, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Laws, any changes?
No, sir. There are no changes this morning.
And then both to approve the agenda?
We have personnel on the executive session, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a motion. Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of October 22nd. Any corrections or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
No, all's quiet.
Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is the county administrator's report for October 29th, 2013. Only one item. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Warrington Creek Phase 9, aka Sawgrass, received substantial completion effective October 22nd, 2013. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. And while we're under administrator's report, I do have a question, Mr. Lawson. Something you'd look into if you would for the council. It's I'm being led to believe that the Social Security office in Georgetown is going to relocate after the Vineyards. Like, if you can find out that in fact is the facts, if that's the truth, if that's what's going to happen, and if there's anything we can do to change their thoughts so it would stay in Georgetown, so it's centered the county, if everybody utilize it, mm-hmm. I'd appreciate that.
That'd be a 60-foot building?
Yes, sir.
Or at least Millsboro's even would
somewhere
be better.
Somewhere in the center of the
county. Yeah.
Well, I like it out there.
Duly noted. Thank you, Ms. Lockie. Tom Glenn, come on down. Presentation, introduced the new county website.
There's that IT guy. He's busy.
Almost to 5 points.
That's great, yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tom Glenn, Director of Information Technology. I'd like to take a few minutes this morning to introduce you to our new website and highlight some of its features. Over the last several months, Digital Eye and the County IT Department have been working to produce a redesigned website that we feel offers an improved user experience. Let's take a minute to talk about the county's virtual interface. In these busy times, people rely more on websites to conduct business, get their information, and interact with their government. The website could be the first and only interaction that some constituents have with the county, and our goal is to make that the best experience possible. Now let's take a look at some of our goals when we were renovating the website. We wanted to create a more polished, clean appearance, a branded design, improved functionality, a revised sub-navigation bar that reduces overall page depth. Well, that's kind of wordy, but what we wanted to do was shrink the menus down to a more manageable size, eliminate duplication clutter, and display them in a more visually appealing manner. We will show some examples of this in the demo. But websites tend to lose viewers if the menus are too long and hard to navigate. We are also empowering departments to manage their own content so that they will have the ability to post and change items themselves while maintaining a consistent look and feel. We have added a Google Translate feature to better reach non-English speaking citizens. We've created a ready-to-launch suite of emergency information page templates with matching adjustable banners for high-profile events, such as nor'easters, hurricanes, and winter storms. We've improved the flow of ordinances, improved meeting calendars, and consolidated agendas, packets, minutes, and audio where everything can be found in one place. We will also see some of these improvements during the demo. We feel that we have created an optimized user experience, regardless of the device a person is using, whether it be a smartphone, tablet, laptop, or PC. Here's an example of mobile optimized site. The one on the left is an Android device, and these are smartphones, and the one on the right is an iPhone. Now, let's take a step back and look where we came from. The earliest archive we can find dates around 2000. And then we changed the content look and feel slightly in 2001. Then in 2004, we could say it was our first major revision, which was more robust than the previous two and incorporated a better menu system and other up-to-date features. Then in 2008, we improved upon the 2004 site with additional features and a new look and feel. Over time, the website became cluttered with redundancies and menus became quite long and hard to navigate. As you've seen from our goals outlined, we wanted to improve the experience for users. This brings us to the present, where after much hard work over the last several months, we have finished a product that we are proud of. We would like to introduce you to the new Sussex County website.
Don't be joking.
Does that happen every time they go there?
Bob, can we do that?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. I'm kidding. And we're going to get into a demo, but first I would like to say a few thank yous. First, I would like to thank the council for their support in authorizing the funds to complete the project. I would like to say a few words and thanks to Bob Watson from DigitalEye for helping us pull off this monumental task. At one time, Bob referred to the process as continually going down a rabbit hole with all the content and things that we had on the site. I would also like to thank Todd Lawson for his vision and support in helping us see the project through to completion. I would also like to thank Chip Guy for working closely with us to help shape the content and for his assistance in testing, troubleshooting, and proofing the site. A special thanks goes to Debbie Morris for her hard work and dedication. She worked very closely with DigitalEye to manage the product and project and had a monotonous task of reviewing each and every page to make sure the content and design was correct along with all the other details. Now let's take a minute to go into a demo. What you'll notice is that we have a more streamlined look and feel. Debbie, if you could go through the menus. Let's take a quick,
you
open up another site. I want to show them what the old site looks like with that menu.
You have citizens and then you have visitors. Aren't they citizens? No, I guess not. You mean residents?
Okay. Yeah, that's green.
So if you could take a look at this is our old site, and you see how long the menu is, and it's quite cumbersome. So if we go back to the first page, what we've done with the main menus is essentially make it lay it out in a more logical way so that people can more easily find things. We've also changed so we have a front carousel where main news stories will appear, and that rotates on a periodic basis, and we control what is highlighted there. We also have a main picture. This picture changes every time that somebody visits the site, or you refresh the page. If you could scroll down just a little bit. I'll show them this.
So that's not on here. Like, I'm looking at the old.
You're looking at something. You're probably looking at the old site.
At the wheat.
Yeah, this site's not live just yet.
Okay, it's not up yet. Okay, that's what I'm looking for today.
And I'll get into that in 1 second.
All right.
So you see the three quick links here. We took some analytics, and these are the three most searched things on our site, on our current site, property searches, share sales, and meeting calendars. So...
That's very
good. We also improved the department pages and the council site. We think it's a more streamlined look and feel. Go to the community development site. And the department sites there. We've included a lot of pictures for the department heads and streamlined some of these things.
No.
Should be first, then the president.
Services.
Could we put the pictures in order of seniority?
How about age?
So.
Your last.
Well, see, Colby comes before,
Your last will sometimes be first.
Your last.
Well, what we've done here is take a list of the most used services, whether they be state services, county services, and giving people a way to find them, actually filter based on what kind of service they're looking for.
We don't have the flooding news anymore.
Next, we'll go to the meeting calendar.
Thank you.
We've got all the meetings in one place now with a way for everyone to see all the agendas, packets, minutes, and audio for each meeting.
That's good.
Okay.
Online services, do we get
no,
any of that?
That
ah, that's the old page. Okay. So now I'd just like to, I guess we could open up for if there are any questions or anything.
I think you mean Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. You're not talking about Planning and Zoning Office down at the bottom.
That'd be a commission.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that because I don't know of any meeting. Okay, gotcha.
And the other, maybe another suggestion, maybe like when you put like Veterans Day, that means we're closed, right?
Yes.
Are we closed on Veterans? Yeah, see, if you were looking at upcoming events and you saw Veterans Day, you might not
get confused with.
You might not understand, is that, what you know, is the county open, county closed? So you might want to say, you know, county offices closed or something like on those certain things. A lot of people.
Mr. Cole, we do put on the website alerts when there are closures for the county. We'll continue that with the new site. We will. Right now, I understand what you're saying. On the calendar, it just shows Veterans
right.
Day.
If I was making plans and I was coming from out of town and I thought I'd be down here, I said, I'll go in and get a permit. And he looks and it doesn't say anything like we're closed. So
right,
just a little heads up.
But on the main site, on the front page, it would say prominently that county offices are closed on Veterans Day with the date. So it would be on the main page and visible right when the user comes to the page.
Okay.
To let people know that there's a closure.
I guess you answered my question.
I like this.
Maybe.
I represent thousands of new people. And I really appreciate that very much. One of the questions they ask me is, where do you meet? And I say, number two, the circle, and where's that? And what time? And so I don't know if they click agenda, is that how they find? I mean, they really don't know where we meet new people. You know, they haven't had an opportunity to know. So is there a overall?
Yeah. Well, most people have a GPS.
Yeah, it had the address right on the heading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but they ask the questions. What do I know?
They don't know where the circle is.
One thing that I wanted to comment on is the whole project stems several months, and this was an approved budget item in last year's budget, and we're finally seeing this come to fruition. And of course, improving our electronic interface has been one of my goals since coming on board, and this is no bigger project than our new website. There will be a learning curve with the new design. There's no material that's been taken off from the old and not replaced on the new. It's just in perhaps a new location. But the design of this website, there's a whole website architecture that goes into this, where the history of usage of our current site drives how this one was designed. Mm-hmm. So we just didn't willy-nilly pick something and put that on the front page. It was because that's some of the most popular access points to our website that customers come in and use. Not only that, though, I'm not a techie, but the backbone to this website is much more robust, and because of that, we will have a better expansion in the future, and hopefully better customer usage right now. So that was the goal in mind in producing all of this.
By that, you mean expandable or?
Yes, much more expandable. We've got other projects that are queued up after this that we would like to bring before you to get your feedback on. Without having a new website, none of those projects would be possible. One other thing, having Eunice up and running also makes this new website much more user-friendly, too, because they will access the Munis backbone, which we use for our pay portal, through this website. So all of this is sort of, it's not just picking up something and coming up with an idea. There's a lot of thought that comes into this project.
It's a special program.
Munis is the program, Tyler Technologies, that you all approved a few years ago that have now slowly come online, this year being the first year we paid our taxes online using Munis. So
I say thank you very much.
One of the things that I may have glossed over is that 15% of our traffic now comes from mobile devices, tablets, and smartphones, and that was the emphasis that we put on that. So we wanted to make that as a focus of this as well. The other thing that I wanted to mention, that the site, we plan to go live with it after 4:30 today, so the site will be live. I don't want to bore you with the technical details, but it does take a little bit of time to replicate to the entire internet.
See, there you go.
Tried to, yeah. So I talk with my hands. That's. But essentially, it will be live for everybody tomorrow morning, start a business day tomorrow.
But this is what you've been doing.
Yes. Well, among other things.
I knew you were doing a lot of work.
Well.
One other factoid that we didn't throw out there is we've seen an increase, 63% usage increase in our website in the last 7 years, 63% increase. So the facts show that this is where folks are going to get information, answer their questions. And like I've always said, if we can have a citizen get their questions answered through the website or their services rendered through the website, and not having to drive from Del Mar to Georgetown to do any kind of activity with the county, that benefits us all. Mm-hmm.
Yep. There was, before you leave,
sure.
I had some, a realtor asked me, they thought that in the old, before we made a change on the tax search, which mm-hmm. I know sheriff sales and tax searches are used, you know, just so much, there used to be a way to hit the tax map number and it would go back and give you a history on when the property was sold last and stuff like that. They said they can't find it. I'm sitting here looking for it. Is there a way to do that? I mean, used to be able, you could go back and find out when it was last sold and what the price was, so you can get a history of transfers.
We can take a look.
I didn't see that on the updated one. And they said they couldn't find it.
I thought it's already on there.
Pull one up. Put somebody's name in. Put my name if you're. Yeah, there was like there used to be a used to be you could do a history.
Yeah, look up Sam Wilson.
And a lot of times you used to be able to hit. I think it was just hit the tax map number and it would go back and give you that. So didn't it used to do that, man?
I think so.
Right. And anyway, I don't know if we're. I'm sitting here looking at following one of mine. I'm sitting here trying to find out when. If it would give me the information of when I bought the property last or the last time it was transferred.
That zone on there, I like that.
And that way they get an idea of, you know, what, how things have appreciated and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just a good tool. And
do we say how much the taxes are? Yeah.
Debbie. It was on that. It's on the other link you had to add to the website.
Is your
it's
real name Chip?
Here. It's not through here.
Or is it Chippy? Chip.
It's Kenneth.
Kenneth? Mm. Can't you see his mother looking at that little baby and saying, let's call him Chip.
He's just a chip man.
Yeah. Chip off the old block.
No.
Kenneth. There he is.
He's off the new block.
That's not a. Okay, so what you're saying is they were able to click on that.
There was one time you used to be able to click on or go over to the menu there and there was a history. Yeah, but that's just a current history of the current owner, I think. See.
I'm glad it didn't show Chip owed taxes.
Land, building, property detail.
No, it's not there. Anyway, I got.
So you would see what you would see.
You used to be able to go back. Vance, we used to, realtors do it all the time. That when somebody asks you a question like, when did the house last sold? You could go to our website.
Sales information.
Sales. It was called sales info on that old one. That's right. That's right, exactly. That used to be on there, and I don't see it now.
Do you want to show it?
Right there. That's it. That's where I want to go.
All right. Mr. Cole, we can. can show you, there is a link right there where the hand is located there. It's the search for zoning and sales information.
Okay, okay.
That's it.
So if you
that
hit
right now, however, redirects to the old site. So we're hesitant to show that because we don't want to show it looking at the old site. It will point to the new structure of the new, am I correct?
Okay.
It'll point to the new structure, the new design of the site, but the same functionality will remain. That's where you go to search for sales information.
Okay, a lot of times people don't read all, you know, they love to just go to the sites and everybody's in a hurry, you know, keeps
so
clicking.
Perhaps maybe we need to
highlight that
highlight
or something,
it,
or separate it off.
Draw.
Make two different ones, like say search for zoning and then search for sales information that way, or just sales info. But it was over by itself before in that list that you had off on the left at
that
one
was,
time.
That was under the old site.
Right,
but
right.
When Munis came about in August, if I'm not mistaken. That's all done inside of Munis. This search for zoning and sales information link, I believe, was something that was added after the fact because there had been a call for that functionality.
That's what I say. It somehow disappeared.
So there it is.
So we.
But maybe we need to look
maybe
at
enhance it somehow, right?
We'll take a look at it and see what we
can. I work with a lot of realtors, and they're not the smartest bunch out there. They need help. Challenged. They're challenged.
Ordinances are still up there on the front page. Ordinances.
I'm not going to name any names.
That's probably wise.
We won't name names.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
And that was one way with the menu system that we could make everything easily accessible. That
good.
Way.
Well, I tried to get through Kent County one time and Newcastle County. This is a whole lot better.
One of the things that we did is streamlined all of the meetings in one location, and not only the meetings, but the meeting agendas, the minutes, if it's a past meeting, the audio, it's all located centrally on one page, so you can scroll back, and if you're doing research from past activity, it's all located in one section. Before that, you would have to go into PNZ and find PNZ's meeting and then PNZ's audio or the Board of Adjustment or county council. Now that's all streamlined.
Todd, I know some communities, they'll have like a calendar, and they'll actually show the calendar, and in that day of the week, they show you, you know, exactly what's, like, where those meetings are and how they're placed. We don't have anything like that where we actually show a calendar.
We had that discussion late last week as to how to utilize a box calendar, sort of like what we use on the old website. Now, if there's a color coded or an asterisk on a certain date, you know there's a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get technical here, but we're looking into maybe utilizing that type of calendar because everything happens behind the scenes now from the IT standpoint. Making the calendar that way is sort of outside what this was designed to do. So we're going to have to think outside the box to make that happen.
I just know when I go to some websites, I'm so used to looking at a calendar, you know, it's easy to identify and where it, you know, fits and all that stuff. It's just easy for your mind to figure it all out.
One thing to keep in mind, though, with the calendar issue, and that is, as Mr. Lawson referenced, it's something we discussed and we're looking at. We have to approach what we do with the website from this point moving forward in terms of how does it display or how does it work, not just from a PC standpoint, but for a Mac, for a tablet, for a smartphone. And the rationale for moving away from the calendar grid-like display was that doesn't necessarily display well on a smaller device, a tablet, or a smartphone. So, you know, you're looking for a design, an element that flows from one platform to the next and creates a consistent look and feel no matter the platform that you're viewing on. So that's just something to keep in mind when we do these things, that there may be some behind-the-scenes rationale for why it's set that way, is simply to ensure that consistent feel throughout.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One final note that I wanted to mention is in this exercise, because there's a type of improving of the brand that goes along with this website, obviously it has a new touch and feel. It has a new look to it. The header up top is completely new from all of our previous sites. And you'll see underneath Sussex County, Delaware, there is a slogan. It says, "Discover our roots." That slogan, we thought well, we asked staff to come up with something that embodies the county, both looking backwards and forwards, and we came up with Discover Our Roots. And we thought perhaps this would be the right opportunity to introduce the slogan to council to see your feedback and judge whether or not you agree that that's a good slogan that embodies what you're trying to do as the elected body of the county, as well as staff, as as the folks that are working with you day to day. So, again, staff create it. Do you want to go into the idea behind it?
Well, the thinking for Discover Our Roots, and this is something that we back and forth had some discussions on as far back as last summer. We wanted something that embodied a sense of place, a sense of Sussex County, its identity, and something that evoked some imagery, something that's identifiably Sussex County. And through that process, ultimately what we came up with was this phrase, and discover, since Sussex County was the site of the first European settlement in Zwadendale at Lewis, way back yonder. And in the modern era, Sussex County has become a place of discovery for new residents, namely retirees who've come here,
who are learning about
this new area, this new life for them. Mm-hmm. We thought discover was an appropriate word. Discover also gives you a sense that it's what you make of it, and you can find plenty of opportunity here in Sussex County. And then roots, we thought that touched on our agricultural heritage. It touches on Sussex County's heritage. It establishes a sense of place, and we just thought that this phrase, these words together, discover our roots. It's really what you make of it. You know, you discover our heritage. You can discover, you know, your place, your new life. We just thought that this kind of worked for past, present, and future.
I'm not real crazy about the word roots, but it doesn't have a nice, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Is there a cost associated with changing it from our current?
Is it just going to be, is it just going to be on here? I think somebody mentioned about signs. I mean, if we have to, we have right now your business partner as you enter into Sussex County.
Yeah,
that's, I believe that those signs were erected by DelDOT, and I don't think that we...
Well, that was, I think Mr. Stickles came up and in the staff. And
well, I think there's a rich history of Sussex County, and it's very, very interesting. And I think new people come here should be able to appreciate and learn about how it came about before they got here, and how terrific it is, and what our people have done. All the families, all the... Sussex County families.
It sounds better.
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I don't mind if Mike just.
But discover our heritage.
Yeah, I mean, I we're in the right direction, but I don't mind that. But I just don't think roots.
Don't like the roots.
Yeah, it's sounds like I'm a gardener. And
the word roots thinks you.
I understand.
But it takes you a little further, George. Roots is like a foundation. Not good roots.
I know, but I know. And I just think maybe a discover our heritage, discover our past.
Oh, well, TV
discover
show.
Lower slower.
No.
No?
No.
I like that one, don't you? Heather
in,
likes
in,
it.
In defense of, if I might discover our roots, I think that...
my people like it.
What we're also trying to evoke here is again, a sense of identity for Sussex County. And Sussex County obviously has a deep presence, or a deep heritage, if you will, in agriculture. And roots... ties in with the agricultural theme. It ties in with setting down, settling in place. It can mean more than just the literal interpretation of the word roots. So
many times I've been digging in my yard and I started cussing those roots.
Well,
what's the thought of council? You want to think on it for a while?
Hold it. Think about it. I think we ought to.
It's been a long time since.
Think about it.
Since Roots was on TV.
I would assume that's something that's fairly easy to change.
It is, and that's why we didn't want to create a large distraction today on the website itself. But this would be a good opportunity to bring up the discussion of changing the slogan, if perhaps you want to do that.
Please.
Your business partner is the current slogan that you see driving into the county. It's been around for a while, and perhaps it needs to be revisited.
My question would be, how many of those signs do we replace them? Do we have to replace them? If we just say we change our name, will Del Dot run out? Will they send us a bill? How would that work?
To be honest with you, I only know of two signs on the road.
One coming into Fenwick?
Yep. Fenwick, Del Mar, and there may be one at Greenwood.
Greenwood.
And is there one at Milford?
In Milford.
there may be four.
Yeah.
Those points.
I don't know. Like I say, that would be...
I think the cost would be very, very minimal to change. If we want to change.
Why do we have to change them?
There's nothing outside of adjusting the website. There's not thousands of pages of letterhead or things of that nature that we will have to change. That will be a big, large cost.
And also, I think in the economic climate we're in right now, being your business partner is an important message to send currently with jobs and stuff like that in the economy. So maybe...
And that's an important point, Mr. Cole, but I think also maybe from a broader perspective, we maybe need to look at a more inclusive branding or slogan. I mean, you can have an economic development slogan. That doesn't necessarily mean that is... It's part of your goal or part of your vision or part of your brand and identity. So maybe something that ties in with a broader perspective slogan is something to consider.
I just question how many people are riding into Delaware. They see that sign and it really changes their life.
Well, in any case, it sounds like something we need to think about and put on a future agenda.
I guess you like it.
Would be my suggestion.
Let's just look at it and think about it.
Oh, right. I don't think the retirees are coming here for that.
Okay, we will give council a couple of weeks to think about, see if they want to change something or not, and then that's something that can be changed, obviously.
Very easily.
Sussex County, we party hardy.
For now, we'll keep the old.
Well, for now, we put the old back on there.
Sussex County Delaware.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Is the slogan even on our website? I don't think it's on the homepage.
Current slogan's not on the website.
I think it should be.
It's mercenary and cold.
Mercenary and cold, wow.
Right. Yeah, your business partner. It'll be so much more than that.
Well, let's have a comparing
else.
Let's have a book.
That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
thank you.
Thank everybody that helped you. It looks great. Improved, very user-friendly, looks like. And certainly, I think down the road, everybody... The more we go towards the tablets and smartphones, that kind of thing, people are going to be looking at stuff anyway. So, great job. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's our face to the
camera. Okay. We're now time for the public hearing.
Back where I was.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
This
is time and place for a public hearing on a resolution to extend the boundary of the West